High School Musical 3 sucks. I'm Junior.
I'm Marcus.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so before we begin, Marcus, what's your memory of this movie?
Yeah, so I remember when this movie first came out. It was the first High School Musical movie in theaters. I was supposed to go to my cousin's. Well, I had the choice of either going to my cousin's or going to see High School Musical, right? And it was me and my sister. And I guess we chose to go see High School Musical. And I remember, like, I don't remember. At some point in time during the movie, I got told I wasn't going to go to my cousin's, so I cried. So my one memory of High School Musical 3, because I cried for a lot of the movie, is crying. And now, after watching it again, I'm not too sure if it was because I didn't get to go to my cousin's or because the movie was just a dumpster fire.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, like, actually, I'm disappointed. Like, it's just a lot of padding. I said to Marcus at one point, this movie, parts of this movie feel like what could have just been a montage. Like just move the scene forward, because it's like, all right, we gotta go to prom. It's like, but we're also in this musical. It's like, just skip all the, meandering leading up to it. Just get, you know what I mean? There's just so much.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, okay,
like,
so.
I knew the movie wasn't good, because I didn't like it the first time I seen it. I didn't really see it. But this time, watching it fully, man, it's just bad. It's all bad.
It's so boring.
It's just it's a movie where nothing happens.
It's not even because 2 is a movie where nothing happens. Things happen. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, okay,
pointless
so.
Things.
Yeah, but. All right. Here's the movie. Okay, so. Movie begins, and it's like they're all playing basketball.
Oh, yeah, 16 minutes.
Yeah, there's 16 minutes.
There's 16 minutes left in the state championship game. It's the Wildcats versus some other school. They're blue. The Wildcats are down by 21 points before the fourth quarter. 21 points before the fourth quarter. And I'm just like, man, how are they going to come back from this? Right? And then they go into the locker room. Is that where you're going to go with this?
Yeah, they go into the locker room.
They go into
the
locker room, and it's all like, come on, guy. The coach comes in and it's like, guys, now you're looking down and whatever. But there's still 16 minutes left in this game. 16 minutes, you know? You guys can pull it back. 21 points isn't that bad. He turns away and says, oh, my gosh, I don't know what's going on. So they're in the locker room, and Troy's all like, yeah, guys. We got 16 minutes. In 16 minutes, we can do anything. We could totally take this game. Chad, you know what to do. And then Chad yells, what team?
Oh, no, before that.
Oh, you want to talk about something before that?
The dad points at all the members, and Richardson turns his...
How could you forget Richardson? You're right. Tell him about Richardson.
Okay, so the dad's pointing. It's like, yeah, Troy, you with your strength as a leader. It's like, Chad, you with your knowledge as this right hand man. And it's like, Richardson, and he turns his head, and it's like his hair was dyed and it's cut
pod print.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm so glad that this movie didn't remove the cheese of the originals. It's like, who cares if this is theatrical? We could still have fun.
Yeah.
So then we go out to the court, and I even said to Marcus, I'm like, guys, just sing. Everything goes better for you whenever you sing. So they go out on the court, and they're singing, and it's like, 16, 16. And then what happens is, for a brief moment, we see Martha, who's been in all 3 of these movies, and she's the cheer captain.
Yeah,
which
Martha.
Is so great. Yeah, it's so cool what they're doing with Martha, keeping her involved, because she could have easily just been, oh, yeah, the side character. But it's like, just bring her back. Bring her back. Keep her going.
Martha was... math nerd that could dance, and then she became like friend of the main group that could dance, and now she's
and
a
she was
cheerleader.
A cook. She was the cook, and one of them. Yeah,
and now she's a cheerleader that dances.
Yeah,
Martha.
You know, Martha's out here.
We like you, Martha.
Yeah, we like Martha. Martha's cool.
Shouts out to Martha.
And then we know who we don't like. Halfway through the song, while everyone's singing and dribbling the ball and like, yeah, we're getting points. How are we doing so well all of a sudden? It's like, I don't know, Disney magic? Yeah. So then what happens is Gabriella stands up and starts singing to Troy, and Troy just drops the ball, stops everything he's doing, and starts singing to Gabriella.
And it's like, all I'm imagining is the rest of the team. Troy, for real, man, now is not the time.
My thing is, like, the whole audience that's watching the game does, like, this whole thing where they put, like, squares over their heads to make, like, a paw print thing, and they flip it. And then Troy is standing on the court, and Gabriella pops out from the cardboard thing. Why is nobody like, you're messing up the art?
It doesn't look good now.
Get back in here. You're messing up the art.
Sit down. So then, it was state championship, and of course they win. They go back to school, and everything's fine.
They're back-to-back champs.
Yeah, and they're having a party at Troy's house. He drives in this old ruggedy, like, pickup truck that's rusty and stuff. It's like, yeah, man, I don't have enough money for a vehicle. I gotta get this thing fixed. Meanwhile, they're having a big party in this man's big backyard with this big tree and the big basketball court. Everything looks so expensive, but the man can't afford a car. Sure.
Rich, and he just has this beater. I don't know why. I could not tell you why Troy has this beater. Insurance, maybe?
I guess. So, yeah, that's happening. And, of course, Gabriella and Troy, it's like, so what do you think of the future, Troy? And he's like, I don't know. And Gabriella's like, yeah. And then they go to school. And, oh, there's a lot of that in this movie. And then Sharpay, so they go to school, and they're all in the hallways. And then Sharpay's like, hey, Troy. And Zeke's right there behind Troy.
Oh,
and
Zeke
yo, I swear, weren't they, like, at the end of the first movie with that post-credit scene, they're a thing. And then she, like, kisses his yearbook in the second movie. But then every moment after that yearbook scene,
it's like it never happened.
Exactly. And he just kind of laughs it off, too. Like, isn't she something? It's like, dude, that's your girlfriend hitting on another guy. Yeah, like, say something.
Zeke, stand up for yourself, please.
Yeah, please. Or, like, I don't know, maybe they're in an open relationship. It's weird. It's really weird.
It is strange.
Sharpay gets a personal assistant with a really bad British accent.
Her name is Tiara Gold.
Yeah, and then she's like, yeah, I'm here to be your personal assistant.
She says, yo, I am here to be your personal assistant.
She's like, Irie-man, me here to be your personal assistant.
Me do your books, man. You're supposed to put the science next to math. That's what you start your day with, man.
I want blood.
Me beat your back science, Sharpay, man. That's her accent, by the way.
That's how it goes. So, they all go to the gym and they're in the classroom and Darbus is like, hey, everybody. So Sharpay stands up. It's like, Darbus, no one signed up for the spring musical. She's like, what? And then right away, Kelsey starts writing down names as fast as she can. And she's like, no, that's not true, Darbus. All these people signed up. And then Darbus looks at the list and she's like, the whole homeroom. And everyone's like, what? Kelsey, did you just sign all of us up for the musical? And then, yeah, that's part of the plot of this movie. That blah, 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 blah. Kelsey's like, hey, you know what, guys? I think we should all be part of this musical because...
Just like old times, you know? Just like when in grade 10 when we were all part of the musical.
Well, that, and also she says, this is our last year and we should have one big thing that we do together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's like, so what do you guys think? They're all like, no! And then Gabriella's like, Troy, come on! And then he's like, no! And then she's like, Troy, come on! It's like, no! And then Gabriella's like, please, Troy, do it for me! And he's like, I'm in.
And actually, Gabriella does that you know that thing that guys do in middle school with their mouths? It's like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's like,
there's no face cam. No one's going to get that.
I know.
Anyway, I'll leave that in. So, they have to make a musical because Kelsey signed them. So Darbus says, when it's like, hey, so yeah, what's the musical about? Darbus is like, you. And then Chad's like, me? It's like, no, not you, you idiot. You're the side character.
Chad. It's about you guys.
Yeah, so it's basically about them in their senior year. And she decides to call it senior year. And I'm like, come on, just call it High School Musical. Like, why not?
It would have been so good.
Yeah, why not? Like, no... No one would be sad if you called it that. Like, yeah, this is, why not?
I agree.
Nice to know that they realized the second movie had nothing to do with high school or a musical. So I like that the third movie is like, okay, let's be real here. Yeah. So they have to make the musical themselves, though. And Kelsey starts writing music, Ryan starts choreographing, and then Troy starts debating whether or not he wants to do this and basketball, and that is his entire conflict for the entire movie until, like, the last 5 minutes or so. He doesn't know what to do. So then Sharpay goes to the lunchroom, and it's like, Ryan, yo, I want to be the one who gets the Juilliard thing, because there's a whole plot about someone going into Juilliard. You know what the problem with this movie is? Too much is happening. So, like, there's, like, a scholarship to Juilliard that's going around, and, like, four people... Yeah, go ahead.
So, four people put in their applications to Juilliard, right? It was Ryan, Kelsey, Sharpay, and Troy, but someone, like, sneakily put Troy's in. So then the Juilliard people were all like, all right, so whoever's the best in the musical gets the scholarship. That's basically that whole plot.
Yeah.
Of those four, mind you.
Mm-hmm. And the four are Kelsey, Ryan, Sharpay, and you did?
Yeah.
This musical, this movie sucks.
My brain is mush.
Yeah. I'm just reading these notes like, yeah, nothing happened. Okay, so I won it all. So then Sharpay goes to the cafeteria, right? And then it's like, Ryan, I want Juilliard. I want it. And then it's like, but only one of us is going to get it.
What about me?
And then she's like, yeah, we're twins. They'll have to accept both of us. And then it's like, all right. And then she's like, yeah, Ryan, you know what I want? I want fat. And then Ryan's like, no. This is the third movie. And she's like, oh, I guess we have to make like a like cheaper version of this. But like, I know what we'll do, Ryan. What's that, Sharpay? We'll blow up the budget so exponentially that in the background that you'll never know that this song sucks.
There it is.
You'll be so distracted by all the weird set pieces and all the actors suddenly being in Sharpay's imagined spot, which hasn't happened in any of the other movies, right? Like, not really. Nope. And no one will notice that this song isn't very good. I want it all. Yeah, it's a cheap version of Fabulous. Okay.
Yeah, it's literally ghetto Fabulous.
Yeah, and like there's just random set switches because this is the theatrical version, so we have to do that. And this is what Sharpay's imagined. Who cares? Troy has tickets to the prom, and he shows it to Gabriella on the rooftop, and they talk about it. And then it's like, Troy, what do you want to do with your future? And he's like,
hold on.
What?
Hold on. Troy has tickets to the prom. And it's the last waltz. That's the title of the prom.
Yes.
And then they dance to a song that's in 3-3 time.
3-4, but
3-4, whatever.
You could say 3-6. And it's so, who cares? Go ahead. 6-8.
I don't care, man. And they're waltzing, and it's like, wow, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on with what you were saying.
Troy has tickets to the prom. Okay, yeah. And then Gabrielle is like, you know, Troy, my dad always said. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Gabriella's mentioning her dad.
Gabriella, their father reveal?
Yeah, and then it's so funny too, because all Marcus and I were saying, it's like, Troy, could you please not bring him up? And it's like,
don't make me talk about him,
right? Gabriella, I didn't bring him up though. You, it's like, oh, but you were thinking of it. And it's like, anyway, Troy, what do you want to do with your future? He's like, I don't know. And she's like, yeah. And then they waltz. And then,
might as well be going, yeah.
Yeah. That's what her whole role is in this movie, supportive girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like it's worse than the other ones. At least she has some agency in the other ones. It's really weird. Like my favorite Gabriella scene in all of these movies is in the second movie when Sharpay's like, "Well, I want to win," and then she's like, "What's the prize, Troy?"
Same, 100%.
That is my favorite.
What's
scene.
The prize, Sharpay?
Yeah, it's like she's so above it all, but here it's just, oh, Troy. You'll be fine. Everything will be fine. This is High School Musical. There are no stakes. So, they waltz on the roof. And then these new kids who are in the movie, by the way, I didn't mention them earlier because I was like, oh, who's that? Like, but then it turns out they're actually important. So Rocket Man, a.k.a. Jimmy.
And then his friend.
The black kid.
Black friend.
Short black kid.
Bad replacements,
I guess. They're going. They serve no purpose. They go into the locker room and they're in their towels, and then Troy and Chad are like, hey, yo, didn't you want our lockers? It's like, yeah.
They want to be the captains now that they're graduating.
Yeah, so it's like, you wanted our lockers, didn't you? It's like, yeah, where's our clothes? It's like, oh, well, just go to our lockers. So they go to the lockers, and then it's like, yeah, man, you know, we had to earn these lockers when we were your age. It's like, okay, cool. It's like,
so what's the combination?
Well, like we said. You gotta earn it. So then they take their clothing and they run around the entire school, these two naked boys in their towels. And like, so basically Troy and Chad just hazed these two kids.
In front of teachers,
and they're minors, too.
Like, this is a crime.
Yeah. It's weird. So then, that happens. Yeah. And then Darbus is like, since you two hooligans are hooliganing around, I'm going to put both of you in the... You're going to be the understudies for this musical. But not you, black kid. You won't do anything for the rest of this musical. Did you notice that?
Yes. We will put you on stage, crew. Well, you'll be relegated to no lines.
Yes, none at all. So then, Night of Our Life happens, which is Troy and Gabriella's, like, 15th song. And then the sets change. Is it Troy and Gabrielle? It is, right? Night of Our Life? I don't remember. This movie is so forgettable. So, yeah, Night of Our Life. And then the sets keep changing. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, why are they changing the sets? It's so random. But then it's not. It turns out they were actually performing that song for the musical. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
I remember now.
Was pretty cool.
Night of Our Life was...
The prom one, when Chad proposed. Chad, oh my gosh.
Chad asks Taylor out to prom.
Yes, that's what happened.
And it's all like, yeah, we're going to prom. And they walk off. Prior to that, they're like, yeah, we got to do the tuxedo fitting for the musical or whatever, right? But, like, throwaway line until it's not. Mm. So he walks off. It's like, yeah, let's go. Bow! Musical!
Yeah, it just hits you.
Bow! Like a brick. Like a brick to the forehead. You're in the song. And it's cool because, like, the guys in the song, they're just like, ugh, prom.
It's like, I guess.
And all the girls are like, ah, prom!
It's pretty funny.
It's funny.
The guys kind of get excited as the song progresses. It's fun.
Yeah, it's like how prom works.
But the greatest thing about this is Chad's suit, where it is a full dress suit, but on the back it has his jersey number and his name. Yeah.
Like, it's a jersey tux, bro. A jersey tux.
Oh, I love that. It's like Chad would be the guy that's like, please, yes, this is my costume. This is my costume for the musical.
It's my costume and my tux,
all
right?
Yeah, and then so Sharpay sees all that, and then after that happens, Sharpay's talking to her personal assistant. It's like, hey, yo, do something. And then it's like, okay. And then she hands these books off to the library, and Taylor, who's in this movie, by the way, Taylor and Gabriella are talking about Gabriella's getting accepted to Stanford?
That's it.
Yeah. And then Sharpay's assistant overhears them. And then it's like, oh, good, I've got the juice on Gabriella. So that Sharpay's assistant can go back to Sharpay and be like, I know what's happening. And then Sharpay's like, okay, let's sabotage them. And I turn to Marcus. I'm like, hey, why is she sabotaging Gabriella? Why does Sharpay care? Yeah. And it's like, it's so that she can be the lead in the musical. But, like, Sharpay wants this chick out of here. She just wants her gone.
You know, it's actually messed up because, like, at first you're like, oh, yeah, no, Sharpay, you know, she wants to be the lead so she has a better shot at Juilliard. But, like, Gabriella isn't even, like, Gabriella's literally not even trying to go to Juilliard. She didn't get the acceptance letter or anything. Right now, Sharpay is just trying to ruin her, like, relationship.
Yeah, she's flat out.
Being a homewrecker.
Yeah, just because.
Just
because.
For
no
reason. No
reason. And it's like, can Sharpay just be a character for once? Not like, I gotta be a villain now. Like, come on. Like, you did so well in the first movie.
You've learned two prior lessons to this.
Yeah, for real.
We've
had two movies.
And
at the end of the first one, she wasn't even bad.
Nope.
Like, what happened?
Like, well, you got it. Break a leg.
Yeah, you know, yeah, she accepted it. She accepted it, and she's like, I just wanted the musical to go well.
Yeah.
But now we're, like, double backing. Like, oh, no, she's evil.
So, not only did Sharpay tell Tiara Gold to go spy on Gabriella, but she also told Ryan to go spy on Kelsey and figure out what the song they're doing. So Ryan's all like, I bet I'll do that. And then he's doing it, but he's like, you know what? Kelsey kind of cute. And then me and Junior are all like, but wait, you and Chad, though, you had a whole...
What happened
moment.
To you and Chad of the thing. Second movie, dude? This is funny. Look, man, we both know that Ryan and Kelsey are gay. Yeah. Stop pretending.
Nobody can tell me, like, it's different. Like, unless they come up to me and be like, yo, bro, we're not.
then sure, but sure, they but are
nah, man.
Fictional characters.
They're coded, bro.
Yeah. Nah, bro, they are.
They are.
They are.
It's so weird that Disney's like, okay, we'll pair them now. Yeah. It's like there was no, I swear these two never spoke
like
until this movie.
Literally, the only like interactions Ryan has with Kelsey is when Sharpay is there.
Yes.
And it's like, make music for us.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And he goes, okay, bye.
Yeah, what she said. Yeah. So then what happens is, what's his name? Troy and Chad. It's now that I realize everyone has four letters in their name, all the guys. You got Zeke, Ryan, Chad, and Troy. Wow. Four letters. Interesting. Nope. And he sucks. Maybe that Kenny Ortega had a formula here, clearly. So, wait, isn't that weird? Just Evie, Mal, Jay. What's the other guy? Carlos. Oh, okay, Carlos.
Wait, Carl.
Car.
Los.
So, Troy and Chad go to a junkyard, and we get my favorite scene in the movie where it's boys are back, and then it's like, remember when we were kids? It's like, yeah. And then they start dancing around the junkyard. The reason they're there is because of Troy's broken truck.
He's a doo-doo car.
That keeps working through the rest of the movie. So they fix it, but then they start singing about the good old days, like, boys are back. And it's so cool because I said to Marcus, I'm like, man, you know, and this always happens to me when I start complimenting the movie. But anyway, what happens is...
Never compliment movies.
Nope. So what happens is I'm like, yay, man, I like the scene because it's the two guys that are best friends and, you know, they really don't get that many scenes together to show their chemistry as best friends. They're always fighting, but it's like just them and they're like, oh, remember the good old days? Like, that's cool. And then they even do a really great shot where they like go under a car and then they come out and they're like little kids.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's so cool. And like, they're just pretending to... like be kids, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool because they're about to graduate and boys are back, and I'm like, it's great too because it's just the two of them.
Yeah.
It's just the two of them and there's not enough scenes with just them, and out of nowhere the whole junkyard demons come out and they start dancing with them, and I'm like, what the heck?
Junkyard demons.
And Marcus pointed out to me, it's like, you know,
Corbin Blue is a dancer. He wasn't an actor at first. He was a dancer. You know, that's why he's in the movie, like Jump In and stuff like that. He you can see when he's on screen, like he moves really well. Zac Efron, on the other hand, doesn't do anything. He's an actor. He's an actor. He doesn't sing. As you can tell, those vocals are not Zac Efron.
Mm-hmm.
And the dance moves are, you know, they have to be specially choreographed. So when you're watching this scene, just remember, Zach is a worse dancer than Corbin.
Yep. So they always got to choreograph it in such a way that it's nothing too extreme until there's a group of people. Because I said to Marcus, like, when you're like shooting dances or when you're just choreographing dances, when it's a group of people, you can do the simplest of things and it will look good because everyone's doing it in sync, right? Which is why most of the times Troy dances, it's either by himself, so there's nothing to compare him to, or in a group of people. So the one time it's him and another person that isn't a girl, it's like, okay, there's no way Zach can keep up with Corbin. There's no way. There's like a scene where Corbin like boosts him and Zach spins around and it's the funniest looking.
That's it. It's like they do all this like little stuff. There's like a little like leg move that they do on the ground in unison. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that
good
was
job.
Cool.
Good job, Zach. Wow, you really learned that choreography. And then... he walks up into his head like a cheerleader carry, you know, like when they go throw the cheerleaders up in the air, and just twirls.
He just twirls.
Just jumps up and twirls. That's it. Nothing. It's a whole nothing.
It's not even like a penguin slide or something. Like something goofy.
No. It's stupid.
Taylor and Gabrielle. Okay, so after we have the two boys together, we cut to Taylor and Gabriella, and I said to Marcus, I'm like, are they best friends? They don't feel like best friends. I know they're in scenes together, but they don't really talk, Gabriella and Taylor. So then, yeah, they're talking, and it's like, look, Gabriella, I know Troy's your first crush. And Gabriella's like, it's like, oh, sorry, I meant first love, whatever. And then it's like, yeah, the mom's there and everything, and it's like, there's other boys out there, Gabriella. You shouldn't let Troy hold you back from going to Stanford. And then Gabriella's like, you're right, I'm going now. She starts breaking into song and she moves. It's morning time. She screams outside. Her mom's driving her. And her mom's like, Gabrielle, what are you talking about? I'm not even kidding. That's literally how that scene happens. It's exactly what happens.
What happens.
Yeah.
Like, so the reason, like, she was always going to move, but she just didn't tell any of her friends. And you find out that she was going to move by the whole Tiara Gold, like, looking up the Stanford stuff. It's like, oh, wow, look at her. Look, Gabrielle has to go to college 2 weeks before everybody else. Oh. And then, yeah, that's what happened. She's going
away. It's like, it's so that we can have another breakup between Gabrielle and Troy. How many times are we doing this stupid plot? So then, like, how good is your love if you two are always...
Once a movie.
There's some dumb... So what happens, we cut to probably one of the funniest scenes of the movie. There's a dinner table scene where there's pictures of Troy and Chad on the table. And for the first time, we see Chad's mom and dad. And they're like, yeah, our boys are going to graduate. And
we're going to U of A.
Yeah, because they're both basketball players. How great is this? And then the dads, they both like, yeah, and then they high five. And then Marcus pointed out to me, look very closely at what they're drinking. He's like, hey, man. You could tell this is a Disney movie because they're drinking milk.
Yep.
Troy and Chad
both have big cups of milk, not small cups of milk, big cups of milk. While like the moms have like,
they have like mugs so you can't see what's in it.
And the dad has water. And I'm just like, hold up. Why couldn't everybody just have water, bro?
Yeah.
Couldn't everybody just have water?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's because they can't have wine.
Yeah,
for the adults, but just a warm glass of milk.
Who eats that at dinner?
Who does that?
No, you're sick.
Who does that?
If you do that, okay, if that's fine. But like, nah, you don't do that. All right. Also, another thing to point out in that scene is that they have pictures of Troy.
Yeah, I said that.
Just on the table,
and they're facing us, the audience, yeah. So there's no reason for that to be there other than for us to be like, oh, I guess those are the parents. Yeah, because if we saw two black adults at the house, at the Bolton's house.
Whoa, is that Troy's
who are they?
Whoa.
Who are they?
What the heck?
So, then we cut back to the school, and Sharpay shows Troy Gabriella's acceptance letter. It's like, hey, man, she's gone. It's like, what? It's like, yeah. And then Troy and Gabriella have a phone call at Troy's house, and then they argue about, like,
I bought these prom tickets.
And she's like, well, you know what? You obviously just didn't High School Musical hard enough, so I'm going to High School Musical over here. I'm going to University School Musical.
I'm going to University School pre-med school.
Yeah, I'm going to Stanford Musical this. I'm done. Bye.
Stanford Musical.
And then she's like, bye, knee. And then she hangs up. And then, Gabriella yells outside. Wait, what?
Ah! You remember that?
Yeah, whatever. Troy fights with the dad about his feet. So Troy, oh my gosh, there's a basketball scene with the dad outside in the yard. And then it's like, hey, son. Can't wait for you to go to basketball school. He's like, what if I don't want to go to basketball school? It's like, what? What do you want to do with your future, Troy? He's like, I don't know. And he's like, yeah. There's so much of that in this movie. So then Troy goes to school.
Oh, yeah.
And then he has an awesome solo.
I love this song. Yeah. It's great. The set piece is awesome.
Yeah, he has this awesome song about... like not knowing who he is or what he wants, and then the school like rotates, and it's really cool.
It's like a hallway that he's in, and they make it like I don't even know what to call it, but it just
the whole room was on a rig so it could spin slowly so that
the ceilings would Zac
Efron
the floor, and the walls would be the floor at times, and Zac Efron would slide up and down the walls in the it was really dope.
Yeah, it was really cool, actually.
Much better than Gabriella's song from the first movie.
Dude, I said while we were watching, anytime like someone gets a solo that isn't Gabriella, it's usually pretty good.
Yes.
And if someone's doing a duet without Gabriella, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah, true.
And if it's a group song, it's usually pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Right? Dude. It's just,
something about Gabriella.
Something about Gabriella. She just ruins things.
Just something about Gabriella, bro.
Yeah. So then, after Troy's done, he screams at the end.
Oh!
And then Darvis is like, did you just come here to scream or like what?
Yeah, yeah. Darvis is in the... So yeah. School's closed, mind you.
Yeah.
School's closed, mind you. And Troy came here to do all this like song or whatever. And he gets to the auditorium, lets out that yell, guttural primal yell from like the depths of his man, depths of his inner man. And Darvis is sitting there watching him just like...
Hey, old bro, you good?
What's funny is the reason Troy's there is to practice basketball. That's where we see the CGI basketballs.
Yeah.
And like, we couldn't tell if any, like, is he holding anything?
Are any of these real?
Yeah. But yeah, so then, yeah, Darvis is like, by the way, Troy, I submitted that application to Juilliard. And Troy's like, I forgot about that plot point, but okay. All right, cool. And then it's like, yeah, it's like, well, Mr. Bolton, you should have all your options. It's like, you're right. I don't know which one to pick, though. So then what happens is Troy drives all the way to Gabriella's school, and it's like, hey, I know you went to the school and stuff, and I know that I'm in a musical and that you're in a musical too, but, like, forget that noise, man. Let's just hang out here. Gabriella's like, thanks for coming here, Troy. This is great. And she's wearing a horrible outfit where it's, like, capri jeans with this dumb...
I have to say the capri jeans. Capri jeans are ugly.
Yeah.
Leave those in the 2000s.
So then what happens is... Because Troy's gone, remember the towel boy? Jimmy is there, and he's supposed to be the understudy for Troy, and because Troy's gone, Jimmy has to go on stage. So then Sharpay has this part ready, and she's like, because Sharpay's playing Gabriella, because Gabriella's not there.
Yeah.
And then she's singing the song, and no one's showing up, and then Jimmy comes out in this ridiculous costume, which no one talks about. It's like, was that what Troy was supposed to wear? Surely that couldn't have been it. Right? Because, like... No, seriously, like, that couldn't have been it.
Definitely was not it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Maybe it's because we watched the theatrical version. And
the extended version?
Yeah, they were just like, let's cut out all of Jimmy's, like,
But it's the extended version. They wouldn't cut anything out.
I feel like there was more Jimmy in that, in the movie.
Really?
I've actually seen it, yeah. Because, like, there's supposed to be, like, him and the black guy and the girl, Tiara Gold, like, they're supposed to have another conversation, but if I remember, maybe I'm in a fever dream. Maybe this movie is making my brain melt.
Maybe you hated them so much that every time they were on screen, you're just like, why are these... Like,
get out of here.
You're in the wrong movie.
You're wasting my time.
And then the musical happens, and Troy and Gabriella show up anyway.
Yeah.
Troy's in the audience. He's climbing over people, standing on the piano, mashing keys next to Kelsey. And then, Yeah.
So they're actually doing the same song that Jimmy and Sharpay did.
Yep.
Right?
A second time.
Just imagine watching that at the musical, though. You see Jimmy and Sharpay do this song, right? And it's all like, whoa, this is weird. Like, what's the outfit he's wearing? Blah, 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 blah. And then it ends. Curtains come back up. Set hasn't changed. Different Gabriella this time, but it's the real Gabriella, and then Troy's walking down, and they're doing the same song.
Yeah, and it's like, wait, so...
Where are we in
this
musical?
There's two Gabriellas and two Troys.
Two Troys.
And then apparently two Sharpays, because Gold Lady comes back, and it's like, I'm gonna do Sharpay's song. It's like, why?
I'm your understudy, Sharpay, and you were playing Gabriella.
It's like, yeah, but Gabriella's here now.
Yeah, so...
Go away.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because Sharpay has this moment where she's like, oh my gosh, she's right. And then Sharpay has another moment where she's like, actually, she's wrong.
Yeah, literally. Nothing happens in between those scenes for her to come to some sort of epiphany at all. It's so funny. It's just instant. You're wearing the wrong dress. And she goes up and, like, sings against her. It's dumb. So then, Troy... Darvis is like, yeah, here's the High School Musical people. Like, what are you going to be? And then Taylor's like, it's like, she's going to be... A scientist.
Doctor
I don't
know. Scientist.
Something some important. Yep. Yeah. Lawyer, scientist, brain surgeon.
And we got Chad who's going to.
Oh,
wait, no. Chad's last.
No, it's we got that one guy, Jason. It's
Jason,
thank God you graduated.
You did it. We all odds stacked against you. We thought you were going to fail. We thought that you were going to repeat the year, but you did it. Now you ain't going to university. But.
You graduate. Yo, because Jason's in every movie.
Every movie.
Yeah, I recognize him. Was that his whole plot, that he's, like, dumb? Like, he's just not good at school?
So. That's crazy.
I know, that's hilarious. That his congratulations is, well, you did it.
You did it. Congrats.
Yeah. Get out.
Zeke graduates. He's going to school, right?
culinary school or something like that.
And then Kelsey wins the Juilliard thing.
Yes, Kelsey. And then it's like, and...
Oh, yeah, and then it's like, the Juilliard people are like, we really like you guys, so we're going to accept one more person. Ryan, F you, Sharpay.
Basically, it's like Sharpay's going to go to school for something.
Sharpay is going to go to University of Albuquerque, like Chad, but for arts.
And right.
She's going to help Darvis run the arts thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
University of Albuquerque?
Yes.
With Chad?
Chad's going there too, yeah.
Okay, now here is a really big problem in this movie then.
What?
Well, I was under the impression that school didn't have both arts and sports. Because when Troy goes up, he says, I'm picking basketball. And like five people cheer. And then he's like, and arts.
Yeah.
And then everybody cheers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, and I'm going to the University of California because they can give me both. And because I'm close to my girlfriend who goes to Stanford 37 minutes away or whatever. And I'm like, oh, snap. He only went to that school because they offered both. I guess the other schools didn't. But no, the other schools did. He went there because of Gabriella.
Yeah.
Wow. And Chad storms off screen,
yeah.
Goes to the court, starts dribbling the ball, and he's so moody because it's like, dude, there's a musical happening right now, man. Like, don't just walk off stage.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's not actually the graduation.
Oh, it's not the graduation. I thought it was, which is so funny. And Mark is like, dude, there's like no one on stage. There's like 12 people there.
It's like, it's what? You thought their whole school was 8 kids?
Yeah. Yeah, the leads. That's the entire school.
What is this, Victorious?
Everyone else is an extra. Yeah. But yeah, So what happens is Troy and Chad, they talk, and then it's like, so University of California is going to be versing University of Albuquerque. It's like, yeah, like I guess I'll see you on the court. And it's like, yeah. He's like, boys, bet now. And then that happens.
Yep.
And then we cut to the final song where it's graduation day.
Actually graduation.
Yeah, real grad. And there's like enough people that it's believable.
Yeah, it's all like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And like they do a really big song and dance number with every single character, and it's cool and all. I mean, it's Disney movie. I say this all the time. Disney movie, you gotta Disney.
We got Disney.
How great would it have been if it was a bittersweet song about moving forward sometimes without people? But nah, High School Musical. And the song is called High School Musical, and they sing about High School Musical. And then the curtains close on everyone except the main six characters, and then we have zoom-ins of the main six characters. Yeah. And I thought, it's like, oh, freeze frame. And then it's like, Sharpay Evans went on to
Sharpay
found
Evans. Her own acting school. Taylor actually became the president.
The first black female.
Black female president. Yep, there it is. Corbin Blue.
Corbin Blue's career went down the drain.
Chad Danforth went to University of Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
And actually was horrible without Troy. So then he...
Chad sucks.
Drops out and becomes a mechanic. Better yet, he drops out, goes back to Albuquerque, and starts up a dance school because he's a dancer. You know that song, I Don't Dance? He lied. He dances. And then Troy becomes the next Michael Jordan. That's what it should have done at the end of the movie. That'd been hilarious.
Something for everybody. And then a second pair of curtains close, and then the musical's over. So, High School Musical 3. I don't like this movie. Yeah. I think, yeah, it's just,
it's like we gotta do,
yeah, but it's so much padding with songs that don't need to be there. So much like, Gabriella, I love you. It's like, I love you too, Troy. And it's like, yeah, but we can't be together for the third time. It's like, why is it this time, Troy? Well, I don't know what I want to do with my future. It's like, well, I do. It's like, oh, well, F him and F you too, right? You think I give a dang about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Troy, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird?
Why?
So yeah, it's really weird, like for real, how so much of this movie feels like padding. Feels like, okay, we need conflict for these characters, and it could have easily just been, I don't know what I want to do with my future. We didn't need the whole thing with like, okay, there's prom. Do they, like, what even is the prom? Is that relevant at all?
There are two shots. There are two shots of prom.
Yeah.
There are two shots of prom.
Like, that's so irrelevant.
But the thing is, I don't even know if that was actually prom.
Yeah, was it the part of the musical, eh? Because Chad's wearing his jersey suit, so it was also, that prom?
Also, not only that, when they dance around the tree and they're in the gym, they dance back around the tree and they're back outside.
They're back at Stanford.
It's like they never left.
Yeah.
So, was there a prom?
Was there a prom? For real. Like, there's so many little plot points that just go nowhere. It's like, here's these new kids so that Troy's understudy can be funny at the end of the musical. I thought the scene was funny, but it's just like, why is this happening?
Literally just for that.
Like, yeah.
Rocket Man, man.
Sure. And Black Best Friend, no name given.
And Tiara Gold.
And Tiara Gold. Ugh. This movie didn't... I don't know. Because it's weird, like you said it, the first movie is very simple.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, you know, run-of-the-mill High School Musical, but it's not bad. It's got some great songs, got some bangers, bro. Yeah, the first soundtrack, it's really good.
High School 1 is a great movie, and no one can tell me otherwise.
Yeah, it's a simple, good movie.
It knows what it wants to do. It's a musical in high school.
Yep.
It's High School Musical,
yep.
Right? You're good. You're like, wow, this was dope, right? Mm. You finish it up. You're not even expecting a sequel, and they're like, oh, we're going to have a sequel. They drop a sequel on you. High School Musical 2. You're like, oh, wow, what are they going to do now? Since, you know, are they going to do another High School Musical? No, they do it summer. It's summer, right? Which is a little bit jarring, but nonetheless, it's a fun movie.
It's fun.
Like, you feel like they just decided, oh, you know what? Anything really goes. We're just going to have fun. There's pool parties. We got Chad and Ryan doing the baseball dance, which is awesome. It's cool.
Yep, and I Want Fabulous is also really good.
I Want Fabulous.
Sharpay, the whole pool scene.
Yeah, her solo. It's great. We got the Gabriella line. What's the prize, Sharpay? Troy? Great. Fantastic. And we get this movie. Rewatching this movie, it made me realize, like, before watching this movie, I didn't remember anything about this movie. Rewatching it, I barely remember anything about it an hour after watching
the movie. Dude, I just watched this, and I cannot tell you, like, because I had the notes. If I didn't have the notes, screwed. I don't, there's so much forgettable. Junior. It's just like, why is the song happening? This doesn't matter. Why is the scene happening? It's so that tension can be created for the end, but then we know it's all just going to magically fade away.
Exactly. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters in this. Like... And it's weird, because, like, if they just focus on the graduation plot... You could do a lot. You really could. Because at the end, it's like, yeah, man, so, Chad, I'm not going to your school. But that whole conflict happens at the end of the movie.
Literally.
So it's literally. Like, well.
Troy never says to Chad at any point in time in the movie, you know, I don't really think I'm going to go to University of Albuquerque. He just lets his friend believe that he's going to go to University of Albuquerque. The whole time. The whole time until they get to the end of the movie where it's just like,
Berkeley.
Like, yo, those weren't even your options. Those weren't even your options.
And then you have the whole Juilliard thing, and it's like, okay, where does that go? It's like, Ryan and Kelsey are going to Juilliard. Yeah. It wasn't the whole conflict that they only accepted one person. It's like, they changed their mind because we were so awesome. Yeah. We were so awesome that Juilliard changed their mind. Yeah, all right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever, Miss Darbus was great. She had a throne in
the Yeah, dude, it's so funny. Miss Darbus got more to do in this movie, and so did Gabrielle's mom. Because the second movie, oh my gosh. She doesn't even show up. Yeah. And Gabriella, I mean, I already said what I said about Gabriella earlier. Is this her out of words? Like, the first movie, she's okay. She doesn't have much character in the but she gets, like, a solo.
Yeah.
She does in this, too, but... I can't for the life of me remember anything about it. You know, just stuff is fading away in my house.
Oh, yeah, and she leaves.
Yeah.
And she moves.
And she screams, ah!
Ah!
Yep. And,
doing that every time you say she screams.
Gabriella screamed TM.
Ah!
But, yeah, man.
High School Musical 3.
I think the first one's the best. Like, there's no debate.
You don't have to ask me this question. Yeah. Here.
The second one has great music. The second one has great music, but, like,
of course.
The first one, it's a fun movie with great music.
The first one
High School Musical 1 can be rewatched over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. You're not going to find anything new. Don't try to watch new stuff. But it's one of those movies you can just throw on.
Seriously.
You can just throw it on and you'll be like, oh yeah, High School Musical's on. That's great. High School Musical 2, you could also do that, but you can't do it as much as High School Musical 1. High School Musical 1 is like timeless.
Yeah.
High School Musical 2 is like...
High School Musical 2, nothing happens. That's the thing. It's like random scenes stitched together. That's like, High School Musical 2.
Could be cut into like 30-minute segments, like a TV show.
Seriously.
And you could watch it from any point.
And the plot still wouldn't go for
it. Exactly. It wouldn't.
Like here's the thing. When your sequel is done, right, you always got to ask yourself, what changed?
Yeah.
What changed?
Yeah, what's different in the world?
Yes, because at the end, something needs to change in order to warrant a third movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But nothing's different at the end of the second movie.
Nothing.
Yeah. And in the second movie, Gabriella leaves and then comes back. In the third movie, Gabriella leaves and then comes back. It's like we're retreading grounds that we already did. How does anyone think this one's the best one? It's probably because, like, oh, it's the theatrical one, so it's, like, it's bigger. That means it's better. Like, oh, it's the budget. Oh, look at all these set pieces. That means it's better. It's, like, but they're not used well.
You ever see Jupiter Rising? You ever see Jupiter Rising?
Is Jupiter Ascending?
Jupiter Ascending. I mean, that was in theaters.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
Pluto Nash was in theaters.
Well, there you go.
But, yeah, guys, I guess we're done. There's a Sharpay movie, right? We have to watch that one day. But have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Anyways,
so that'd be the first one you haven't seen.
Anyways, Junior and Marcus, listeners and viewers.
Aficionados.
This is the end of our High School Musical trilogy.
Yep.
Yeah. We did all the High School Musicals.
Mm-hmm.
High School Musical 1's the best.
It's still the best.
High School Musical 2 is the second.
Yep.
High School Musical 3 does not exist to us. We don't recognize this movie. Don't ask us about it. This is what you're getting. You're getting this podcast. You're getting the podcast video. And that's it.
That's it.
We might do Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Yeah,
I
want to just for the sake of completion, but not anytime soon. Like,
there you go.
We'll wait for that one. Now, one thing I do want to say about this movie, if I can recommend anything legit, just watch the last song. If you see the first two movies and you need some closure, just watch the last song.
Yeah.
Where they're graduating. You don't need anything building up to it. But yeah, man. That's it. Podcast over. Bye.
Don't forget to comment down below.
Junior and Marcus.